Hey, folks, this is going to be another solo show. So if you're into this kind of thing, please stick around. I really appreciate it. This is right after a trip that I was just on that kind of went sideways on me, at least mentally. So I wanted to, while it's fresh in my brain, I wanted to cover it. So let's just do the intro and we'll get around to it here in a second. Welcome back to the Byland Podcast. My name is Emery. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to Better Backpacking. That is what this podcast is all about. This is episode 90 and this is a solo show. And the reason why it's a solo show, I had another episode lined up ready to go, but this past weekend I went on a little excursion and ended up coming home early and I wanted to talk about why. It kind of went sideways on me mentally. And I thought I would kind of deep dive that kind of thing. So this is by no means one of those, this was a great trip and everything worked out awesome and it was super successful. In fact, it was kind of the opposite and it's actually a trip that I've been trying to digest and figure out what exactly happened. So that's what this podcast is about. Not every backcountry adventure and backpacking trip and hunting trip is equal or the same, and sometimes we have good days and sometimes we have bad days, and I think it's worth exploring my experience. So this episode, I actually recorded it a couple of times, at least once before, and didn't really like how it turned out, so I'm doing it again. Probably going to be a little bit shorter in duration, so I hope you guys don't mind. If you want to have a follow-up conversation about this, which is kind of the point of this entire thing, this is not supposed to be a one-way conversation, you can do so at the Byland Podcast Facebook group. There's links in the description if you want to join that, or if you don't see the link and you want to just email me, emery@byland.co, or go to the website, or search it on Facebook. We can have a follow-up conversation. It's a great place to kind of meet other listeners, encourage each other, and it's super fun in there. If you want to help the podcast, please share it with a friend. I hate saying this, but leaving me a review on iTunes and a rating really helps me reach more people organically. But if you want to just help me out, you can do that and share it with a friend. So without further ado, let's get into this event that's happened this weekend. Let's go. All right, so let's get into this episode and let's kind of deep dive what happened, why, and let's kind of see where this thing goes. Let me just start out by explaining to you why Byland was created in the first place. I don't know if I've really mentioned this before, at least very clearly, but Byland originally started because I wanted to share my experiences, good, bad, big, small, in hopes that someone could, you know, benefit from my mistakes or my experiences. And that was the whole premise of it. And it's kind of morphed into a bunch of different stuff. But keeping with that theme, I experienced something this weekend that kind of caught me off guard. And I've never really experienced to that extent before. And I thought that while it's fresh in my head, that I would kind of walk through it and kind of give you my take on what has happened, and I'm sure I'll be digesting it for a while, but I think it's worth chatting about. So here is the trip. So I have, every year I try and have some sort of like outdoor goal, right? As you guys know, I talk about hunting and backpacking, and hunting is something that is something that I do. And in previous years, the hunting season just goes by so fast, and I wanted to kind of expand that, and I decided to expand that into bear hunting. And I've never done it before. And really, this was an excuse for me to get out earlier in the season, kind of see some new country and explore a little bit and see if I could find some bears, which I've never actually pursued in on its own. I don't really know a whole lot about bear hunting, and I didn't really have a desire to go, but I wanted to experience it first time for myself so that I could then, you know, speak to it intelligently, or at least from the side of like, hey, yeah, I've done this thing. Here's what it's like. There was an area that I wanted to go into that I thought would be full of bears, possibly lots of berries. And that was the plan. So a goal for 2019 was to go bear hunting in August. That's when it opens. And so this past weekend, I went, and the goal was to go in, spend a night, hunt in the evening, spend the night, hunt in the morning, and come out. And then I'd go hang out with the family the rest of the day. So that's what I did. I left Saturday afternoon, and I hiked in, I don't know, probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so. It was about a 3-mile hike in. I hiked in and I got to this beautiful, it was a beautiful hike in, really kind of rough terrain, but beautiful hike in. Got to this spot. I'd never been there before. I'd been there when I was a kid, and I vaguely remembered what it looked like, and kind of just walked down this trail and sat up on, found a little outcropping and set up a tripod with some binoculars for the first time. And I've never done that in the past. Never done any glassing like that. And my aim was to watch this little basin and see what was moving around. So that's what I did. And I got there. Everything was fine. I was actually really excited going in. I remember being very excited, and I was like, man, this is really fun. I'm excited to do this kind of thing. And I got there and couldn't find a spot to camp right away. So I was like, oh, I'll just figure that out later. No big deal. Let me just sit on this one spot. And after the initial excitement of the trip wore off and they're looking forward to it, I just kind of like the bottom fell out. Like I was sitting up there. Oh, and I was alone, by the way. This was going to be a solo trip. Yeah, so the bottom just kind of fell out on me. And I was like, oh, okay, I've been here before. Like, duh, you know, sometimes you're just not feeling it. And I was like, cool, I'll just do some stuff, do my thing, stay excited. And I did that. I tried it, but I definitely could not shake this feeling of like emptiness, which was super weird. I had this gorgeous view. Sun's going down. I have some snacks. I'll post some pictures on social media. It was a really pretty view. And as the sun goes down, it keeps getting prettier and prettier and prettier. And all I felt was like, I'm not experiencing this with anybody. And my thoughts immediately start turning to my wife and my little girl. And her being tucked in at night, and how, oh, it would be so cool if I could show this to them. And it just started nagging at me. So because I've been here before, I started exploring this feeling, right? I'm all alone up there, and I'm like, okay, Emery, let's do this thing. Let's go deep, and let's start figuring this thing out. So I started exploring the feeling, and I think I've come up with like 3 options of what could have been happening to me at the time. But I will say that when this hit me, after a while, I was like, yeah, maybe I might hike out. Like, if this doesn't feel right, maybe I'll just pack up when the sun goes down and head home. I'm going to be leaving in the morning anyhow. Might as well just get it over with. But obviously, I was going to be hiking out in the dark, and that's always fun, right? So I came up with 3 options of what could have been the culprit. Option number 1 was I was looking for any excuse at all not to stay the night alone in the mountains, or as we like to call it, wimping out, being a wimp, or, you know, being scared, that kind of a thing. So that was option number 1. That could have been playing a role in this thing, right? Obviously, I'm alone in the mountains, blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. Option 2, just didn't have the motivation to continue solo hunting. This is something that is always apparent when you're alone hunting. It can go kind of slow. So that was option number 2. And option number 3 was that I was actually enjoying myself, but I was distracted by the thoughts at home. So let's kind of explore. So those are the three things that I think on the surface could have been playing a role as a combination or any one of those things. So then I just kind of went by and I was like, cool, let's explore this stuff. Option number one, I wasn't comfortable being up in an area alone overnight and being, I don't know, scared, I guess you could say. I don't think this is it. And the reason being is I've camped alone a number of times. I am totally comfortable sleeping alone in the wilderness, miles from a trailhead, that kind of a thing. It just doesn't bother me anymore. I think if you would ask me that a year or two ago, or actually before the PCT, I don't think I ever went solo hunt. I went solo hunting, but never like solo backpacking that I recall, because it was a very uncomfortable feeling being alone out there. But fast forward PCT, I'm totally fine. Like, not a big deal. So I don't think that was it. I'm sure it plays a role. I think it always plays a role. But I've camped alone before. I've hunted alone before, and I've been just fine. There have always been thoughts of what people are doing at home, but this time it was different. So I'm not convinced that this is me going soft or anything like that. So you might have another opinion. That's fine. Again, this is up for debate and this is just me being honest. Option two, lacking of motivation. I think this is up there far above, the idea of being comfortable being alone. However, I was actually excited doing this thing. And basically with like bear hunting, at least how I was going to do it is I was going to sit up on this basin and just enjoy the view for the most part. Like, I wasn't going to be moving around too much because it was really, really hot. So I don't really know if there's a whole lot of motivation. I mean, it's just one night. You're going back there, you're kind of doing some glassing, and I didn't even see any bears. But if I did, I could choose at that point if I had the motivation to shoot one and harvest one and pack it out. So I don't even think I was to that motivation part because I was already back in there. But I will say that I think it's worth mentioning, hunting alone, backpacking alone, there's always motivation issues to be dealt with. You don't have someone there over your shoulder, you know, being like, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Like, stay in the fight, blah, 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 blah. So I don't think that was it. Option three was the idea that I actually was enjoying myself, but I was just distracted by these thoughts of home. And I think that this is the one that I wanted to deep dive the most, because I think this, if anything, was the culprit. So I asked myself over and over and over again if I was actually enjoying myself or if I was distracted. And every single time I came back, and I was looking at various elements of this, and every time I came back, I was like, I'm not enjoying myself. Which was weird, right? Like, I like backpacking. I like hunting. Like, this should make me happy. But I just kept coming back to this idea of, no, I'm not enjoying myself. I took me by surprise. Definitely not something I expected. But I think what it meant is that something, either I was in the wrong mental space or something is or has changed in me at some point. And I don't know, I can't say if it's the hunting portion or it's the backpacking portion, but something has changed, right? And some additional thoughts on this are like, if I kept thinking to myself, if the outdoors is supposed to be this place where you quote unquote find yourself or center yourself or whatever they might say, whatever it is to you, like basically find clarity, blah, 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 you know the drill. I wasn't finding it, at least not in the way that I had in the past. This was new. This is a new feeling. Be able to be out in the backcountry and be like, no, just not feeling it today. Like, this isn't doing anything for me. Again, all I kept thinking of was like, maybe if I had my wife and my baby girl with me, it could be doing something for me. But right now, alone, it's just not there. So the idea that you're supposed to be out there to find, you know, the center and feel rejuvenated, it wasn't happening in the way, again, that I had experienced in the past, but it did make me wonder if maybe I was finding clarity just in a new way. And I wondered if the clarity that I was finding was in the form of recognizing that I actually enjoy the outdoors far more with my family than without my family. And this is new. This is a new as in to the degree. I think I've always enjoyed, you know, spending time with those that I care about, but like the perspective is new in that I've only been a dad for like 1 year. As of next week, our little girl's turning one, and I've only been away from her for work trips and some backpacking, and it's never really easy. And my wife's always at home, and she definitely encourages me to get out and do stuff, but it's just different now. So when I go alone, and I know that my family's waiting for me at home, and again, I'm only a year into this whole dad thing, I think it's a different experience knowing that you have a real legitimate family waiting for you to come home, that you're out doing this thing, they're not. And I think that just makes more sense to me. And when I got to that kind of talking point inside my head, I visualized this pendulum or kind of like weighing table, measurement thing, whatever. You get the idea. And I compared like an epic journey, like the PCT or like climbing a mountain or like being awesome in the backcountry to putting a baby in a baby carrier and walking down a dog park trail or walking down a trail for like a quarter of a mile, or when we went backpacking and we went like 3 miles in and camped and then walked back out the next day. Like I compare those two things. And on the opposite ends of the spectrum, there's like, I put Lenny in the backpack, have my wife, have the dogs. I'm on this epic hunting trip. And I choose the one with the family. Like, if you had the two in front of me, that's what I would choose. And not only would I choose it, but like, when we go camping together or when we are in the forest together, like, I've set up like trail cameras with my little girl, and it just puts a smile on my face. Like, I go home and I'm like, gosh, that was such a good day. Did we do anything epic? Well, not compared to like the PCT, I guess, but to her, heck yeah, that's epic. Like that's huge. She's looking around the forest and she's having this good time. And her enjoyment is now my enjoyment. And my wife's enjoyment is my enjoyment. And my dog's enjoyment is my enjoyment. And all of a sudden it's like this rich, rich experience. And then I compare that to being alone on this bear hunt, which sounds epic in a new area that was, I'm telling you, it was so pretty. And I wanted to go there for so many years. I just hadn't done it, hadn't gotten around to doing it. I met my goal. You know, I had the goal of bear hunting. Boom, there I am, bear hunting. And all I can think about is I wish I were at home playing with my little girl, tucking her in, hearing her giggle, and I wish she was here with me. That's what I was thinking about. I feel more satisfied with them around. On top of that, on a very personal note, the past few months, this summer has just been kind of like a doozy, if you will, in terms of some stuff going on inside the family, some family health problems. I was actually supposed to go last weekend, but after everything that had been taking place inside, you know, in my immediate family, I was just exhausted. Like I felt exhausted. I was sleeping in. I don't normally sleep in. I couldn't work out. I normally work out. I think it just like hit me like a ton of bricks. And so going into this last week, I was like, okay, cool. I'm picking up steam. I'm feeling better. Kind of got my feet under me. And I thought I was ready to do this thing. And so I was like, cool. Gonna go out. It's gonna be great. Saturday, Sunday, boom, done. Awesome Labor Day weekend, right? I just don't know if I was ready for that. I think with everything going on, yes, I love my family, but everything, you know, going on outside my immediate family, I just don't know if I was like, actually, I might've been physically ready because I was feeling more awake. But mentally ready, I don't know that I was. So that is kind of in a nutshell, option three of, was I actually enjoying myself and just distracted, or was I not enjoying myself? So what does this all mean? I don't really know, yet, but here are my thoughts so far. I'm not sure where this puts me on the scale, but I do know that chalking everything up to chickening out or wimping out or being lazy, not following through something, being scared of the dark, being scared of alone. That's such a surface reaction. And I think it's a very lazy way of thinking. And I don't think it does you any good if you find yourself being judged by others or judging yourself and be like, Emery, you're such a wimp. Why didn't you do this? Why, I can't believe you didn't go there. Why? Because you're scared. You don't want to go alone, blah, blah, blah. Like it's just a lazy way of thinking. It's so surface. There's a lot more that plays into that kind of stuff. So I think you need to start peeling back the onion layers. If you want to get better at being in the outdoors, and that is what this podcast is about. That's what Byland is about. That's what I'm trying to help instill in the community of backpackers is like, hey, you don't have to be great. Just get better. Like every time you go, like we're just trying to get better than we were the previous time so we can have better experiences. And I think we have to be willing to ask the questions, the difficult questions. Otherwise, there's literally no point to being out there. If you're just going out there and you're not in like a self-reflective mode, or when something happens, you're not trying to figure out why that happened. Like if you go out and you get scared and you come home, you should probably figure that out. Do not just write that off as being like, oh, you're scared of the dark. You're scared of hiking in the dark. Hiking in the dark anywhere is weird. Figure out why and work out, you know, if you can hike in the dark, that opens up some different opportunities, blah, 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 right? You see the idea. So I don't think that we can expect to move forward if we're not willing to figure these things out, ask ourselves the hard questions. And I think by exploring the why behind our thoughts, why those thoughts are there, we can then put things in place to mitigate and prevent those things from happening again and again and again. So let's say you are afraid of the dark and you won't backpack overnight, which means you're hiking, right? Start putting things in place that make you feel more comfortable in the dark. So bring someone with you. Maybe camp in the middle part of the summer where it's light a lot, you know, that kind of a thing. Like figure things out, put stuff in place. If you're afraid of hills, get in shape, you know, yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. So that's one thought that I had. Just again, chalking everything up to being a wimp or wussing out is just, it's a lazy way of thinking. I also think that as we get older, we just naturally change. And sometimes we don't know that until, like me, it smacks me in the face on a solo bear hunt that I was looking forward to for a long time. And I equate this to a lot of times, I think a common thing is for people to, when they're growing up, they're like, oh, I want to go out and I want to have a a drink at night. I want to go out to bars or club in or something like that, whatever it is, right? Substitute any situation that you would do when you're younger and you wouldn't do when you're older. Remember what it feels like to, when you're younger, you're like, I remember wishing I could go out to the bar and have a good time with my friends and stay out all night, blah, blah, blah. And then fast forward, and then you're like, you know what sounds really good right now is a glass of wine at home playing cards and not going out and experiencing the bar scene. Somewhere in between that, you had this transition. And that transition looks something like, I'm going out to the bar, but home sounds pretty good, but I'm going anyhow. And then eventually, and when you're out there, you're like, this is so stupid. I wish I would have just stayed in. And then eventually you transition full-fledged into like homebody mode, right? Again, this is just an example. So I think we naturally just change and grow. And I didn't really take this into account that I might explore the outdoors and enjoy the outdoors differently as I get older. To me, in my head, it was always like a physical limitation. Like, as I get older, I will be physically limited to blah miles or whatever, right? So for me, it's transitioned from I'm doing this for myself. I'm doing it for me. I want to go and meet these goals. I want to hike the PCT. I want to go elk hunting. I want to shoot a traditional bow. You name it. I want to solo hunting, blah, blah, blah. And now my enjoyment, the pendulum has swung into the idea of enjoying it in the form of experiencing it with my family, if that makes any sense. So maybe for the time being, maybe this means for me, right, for the time being, that my adventures in the outdoors aren't really my adventures, primarily. They are my little girl's adventures. They're her adventures. So my scale went from this big down to this big, but her scale doesn't even exist yet. So when we walk through a forest off of a trail, or when she sees a huge expanse of a valley, it's epic to her. And maybe for a period of time, that's epic for me as well. I don't think there's anything wrong with shifting focus. I'm enjoying things differently. I'm still the guy that hiked the PCT. I'm still the guy that has solo hunted. I'm still the guy that enjoys pushing myself. And just because I choose a kid-friendly backpacking trip or hiking trip, or I don't do epic things, an adult epic thing, I don't really think that changes any bit of who I am. I also think that sometimes we have good days and we have bad days. And I think that I had a bad day in the mountains. I think that if I were to go again and repeat that trip, I'd probably think differently or prepare differently. This caught me off guard with everything going on. I think I just kind of got cut off guard. And it's hard to say that you're having a bad day in the mountains, because that doesn't, you think in the tip of your tongue or like the forefront of your mind, like bad days in the mountains don't exist, but they do exist. They exist all the time. And I know that because I've had bad days on the PCT. I've had bad days where you're just not feeling good. I think sometimes it's mentally and sometimes it's physically, and it makes you second guess everything you've done. Like, I recently went on a little hike and I was like, man, I am out of shape. This is a terrible day. Like, what is wrong with me? And then, you know, and then I hit another trail and I'm like, I feel chipper. I feel great. This is amazing. There's good days and there's bad days. do not let a bad day, there's this phrase in thru hiking, like, don't quit on a bad day. I didn't know that I was having a bad day. I didn't recognize that I was having a bad day. And I think that's okay at the time. It's nice knowing that, like, hey, bad days exist in the mountains. I guess I knew that, but I never really experienced it in this way. Honestly, I think I just had a bad day. I thought that I needed, and then with everything going on, again, I thought that I needed to get away, to have some peace and quiet and time to think. But in reality, I think I should have put my goals of bear hunting on the back burner and taken my family out somewhere. Because I think at this time, right now, that's what I need. I don't need a solo adventure, even though it means something to me and it's a goal of mine. I think at the time I needed like companionship by my family. And I think it probably could have helped if I had someone with me that I could share the experience with. But I think instead of being alone, I needed to be with somebody. So lesson learned, right? But at the end of the day, if I let this eat at me, which it does, I went home early. I did not meet my goal. I quit, if you will. If I let this eat me up and be like, Emery, you're such an idiot, like, then I'll never go back out there. It's like, you can't just beat yourself up about this kind of stuff. You have to recognize it. And that's the whole point of this episode, is to deep dive my thoughts and know that going forward and be like, cool, this is now an arrow in my quiver going forward. I know what's happening and I know that I can prevent this going forward. So if you, like, for example, if I know that there's something heavy going on in my life right now, maybe being alone in the mountains, at least for me, not all, at least for me, that's not a good thing. Maybe I need to be in a better mental state, or maybe I need to adjust how I'm experiencing the outdoors. Maybe that needs to be with a friend or a family member, or something more simple and less, like, you know, mentally taxing. So I hope that makes hope that makes sense and is helpful to anybody. To wrap this up, and I want to make sure this doesn't last too long because I hope you're getting the gist of this. I didn't necessarily want this episode to have a nice little tidy bow on it. I think it's completely open-ended and it has a bunch of loose ends. I think it can go in a lot of different directions, and I think for the weeks coming at me until I go out again, I have a lot to think about. I'm very curious to see what happens. I think I definitely should try going alone again to see if it's different, and I'm sure it will be. And maybe I'll prepare myself mentally, prepare myself differently mentally, now that I know that this could be happening, and I'll put things in place. I don't know what those things are, but I'll figure it out. But I didn't want this episode to have a nice tidy little bow on it. I wanted it to be the beginning of a conversation. So if you're in the Facebook group, that's where I intend on having the conversation. So it'd be great if you join that. But if not, I mean, have a conversation in your head. Have it with a friend. Listen to this episode. Maybe you're in a car and you're with somebody, maybe over dinner, drinks, something like that. You can kind of talk about this kind of thing. Conversation starter. That is what this episode is meant to do, and you kind of share my experience. I think what I experienced happens to a lot of people. They just don't talk about it. And sometimes we do things that we're not proud of. We leave early. How many times have you planned on doing something and you don't do it because you're like, oh, just not feeling it. And then you feel bad about it and you don't talk about it. And it's like the trip never existed, but you should talk about it because you should figure out why you didn't go. And you should try to mitigate that in the future because you're trying to get better. I also think it's okay to redefine how you experience the outdoors. Again, we all change. But we hold on to these ideas of what we used to be or what we think we ought to be. There is a boatload of outside pressure. that could be even guests on this podcast are doing something epic. That's pressure. You know, that's their story, but it's like this weird pressure that you feel, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. Oh, this Instagram person is really kicking ass and I'm not doing that stuff. I'm just not epic enough, blah, blah, blah. There's all this pressure to do something and be something that maybe you're not. maybe you don't like hiking big miles. Maybe you don't like hiking in the snow or whatever it might be. I think it's totally okay to redefine how you enjoy the outdoors. And I think you probably should revisit it from time to time as you grow older and ask yourself, am I enjoying this right now? Or am I just telling myself that I'm enjoying this because social media or my friends or whatever tell me that that's the best way to enjoy the outdoors. So I think it's definitely good to check in with yourself. If you're not enjoying it, change it immediately. Do something you enjoy. Chase the good feeling. Chase, if you just want to go for a day hike, go for a day hike. Make that feel good. Otherwise, there's no point. The outdoors should make you feel good. And when you're ready for a challenge, you step up to the challenge and you do that thing. But in the meantime, you do what feels good and you do what's right for you. And no one can tell you otherwise. Do not compare yourself to other people and what they are doing. It is a pointless thing. It's a game that is played all the time, and it's just silly. Be inspired, but don't compare yourself. It's just not worth it. And know that, like, I think one of the realizations that I've had this trip has reminded me of, this experience has reminded me of, life is complicated. We're complicated. And I think everything is going on in my life right now. And there's great things, but there's also some really heavy stuff. And everyone has heavy stuff, right? Recognize that stuff. Like, being a new dad is completely new. I'm not used to this yet. Like, I'm still navigating the emotions around always wanting to see her. And when I'm away from her, I just want to hear her giggle and laugh and watch her crawl around and have fun or watch her reach up for me. Like, if I'm not there for that, then I miss it. And that's one less hug. That's one less kiss. That's one less giggle that I get to hear. This is all very complicated. And I think it's totally cool to recognize that. I think at the end of the day, this trip that I went on, that I went home early, I think it was just heavy. I think it was heavier than I was used to. And when I got there, I didn't know that. And what's cool about that is that it took the wilderness and it took this backcountry experience to tell me, hey, dude, maybe you should be home right now. Maybe this isn't the spot. Maybe I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere. But maybe you don't need to be here right now. The outdoors is full of ups and downs. And that's why we love it. Thank you so much for sticking around. I really appreciate it. I hope it was beneficial. At a minimum, maybe it's therapy for me for getting this out there. But I've always been a fan of full transparency. Let's wrap this thing up. All right, that is it for episode 90. Thank you so much for sticking around. If you did make it all the way through that episode, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm serious. I really do appreciate it. If you want to have a follow-up conversation, please email me, emery@byland.co. That's Emery with an O. The Byland Podcast Facebook group. That would be a great place to have this conversation. But yeah, hit me up. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. If you're headed out for an adventure, be safe, make good decisions. Understand that sometimes you have good days, sometimes you have bad days. Don't beat yourself up too hard. And we'll see you next time.